Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Full Press Minnesota Wild podcast. I, of course, am your host, Joe Tillery, and we have a lot of hockey to talk about over the weekend. So we've got a couple of games back-to-back here that we had to talk about. So the first game being the game against the Sharks, followed by the game against the Coyotes. The Wild were 1-1 in that stretch, and it was an offensive spectacle for both games, which is just it's a really interesting thing, considering Minnesota's been pretty terrible in terms of offense the majority of the season. But the point streak did continue with both of these games, extending that to, I believe, 13 straight games where Minnesota's had a point. So in that Sharks game, the Minnesota Wild win 5-2, basically 4-2 at that point. Boldy tapped in one late where there's no goalie to pull the goalie. In this game, we had Boldy score, Marcus Johansson score, Matt Zuccarello score, Jared Spurgeon score, and Freddie Gaudreau score. 5-2 is a massive, massive showing. And we'll talk about some tweets later that back that up. But it blows my mind that Minnesota has lost their best player, and out of nowhere, they've hit every over possible. It's crazy. I mean, the team itself has found just some offensive revival without their best player. It's like everybody knows they have to step up now, and the team has really showed up to that. Even though we lost yesterday, 5-4 to the Coyotes in overtime, so the point streak continues, but 5-4. In this game, Connor Dewar scores, Ryan Reeves scores, Matt Boldy scores again, and Matt Zuccarello scores again. It blows my mind. It blows my mind how good we can be. And I think it's all just because Kaprizov's injured. Not to say we're good because he's not on the ice. I just mean that everyone knows they have to step up, and the rest of the guys have gotten to a point where it's like, all right, we can't do this without this kid. We got to go. And it's gotten to the point where I think everyone, including Matt Boldy, including Connor Dewar, a couple of guys like that, where they can really kick themselves into gear because there's no one else to help out anymore. I mean, they have to be the guy. And so I think that that's really been what's nice for Boldy lately is he's really just gotten out of his head, it seems like, and gotten onto the ice and just let things go. He's not trying to force things. He's just trying to let things come to him and see what happens. That was my initial reaction for the last two games. But I will say it was a tough night for Filip Gustavsson. The first game with the Sharks was actually Marc-Andre Fleury, and he looked solid. He only gave up two goals in that. And both were just, you're not going to do anything about it. They were just bounce off rejections that just got popped back in. In the Coyotes game, Gus gave up a head-turning four goals, and I'm not going to sit here and just roast him for it. It happens, especially in the NHL. I mean, at some point you're going to give up a bunch of goals, and it's going to feel bad, and people will just call you out on Twitter for no reason. You'll be okay. Gus has played so incredibly well all season long at this point. I really think that his situation is just going to be fixed out. And honestly, with him and Fleury both, I think the team is going to be okay. So Gus had a rough one, gave up four goals in that one. Technically five, if you count the overtime goal. But the next reaction I have is the Wild out of nowhere can score. And I can't tell you why. I know I mentioned that, hey, we're just going to bat for Kirill. We're going to have to step up when he's gone and figure things out. And I do think that's some of it, but I don't know. I don't know what changed. Obviously, the only thing I can think of is really the injury to Kaprizov. And the team just making an effort to just really go all out for the guy. Because I think they know the player, but having him sidelined is a really negative thing for us. Yet, we've scored 5-4 goals in back-to-back games. That's incredible for the Wild. A team that's averaging 2.1 goals over the last 20 games, we've almost doubled our offensive efficiency without our best player. That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, we haven't really brought any new guys in. We have, I guess, but Marcus Johansson isn't making any plays or anything like that, but I think the thing I want to focus on is, when you watch this team play, a lot of times you'll see a superstar get sidelined and the team just kind of dies. Not because they're not good enough or anything like that. It's just mentally they've quit on themselves. Mentally they've given up. And you learn a lot about the team when the best players aren't on the ice. Minnesota has such a good energy right now. They're still out there fighting every single night. And it feels like they're not just focused on winning a game. They're focused on everything this season. I mean, the team feels like it's really bonded together. And all the new guys in the locker room, I mean, it's been interesting to see how they all work in, but it kind of feels like the team has this chip on their shoulder, this, hey, we got to go. We are this team. Nobody believes in us. We have to go. And I think that's a really good thing for a hockey team to have. When you have that grit and that resolve, it's really interesting to see what's possible. I mean, the sky's the limit right now for the team. Obviously, we need to get Kaprizov back for things to really continue to go. But I like the energy. I liked what I saw, and I want to talk about that today. That was an initial reaction I had. A big one here. Comebacks freaking hurt, dude. I don't know what exactly the issue is as to why comebacks hurt so much worse than just like a blowout, but it feels like every time a team comes back, it's a shot to my heart. I mean, my heart hurts for the next 24 hours at least. And that's what we saw yesterday. I mean, it really is. The Minnesota Wild at one point led 4-2 before losing 5-4 in overtime against the Coyotes. That hurts, man. I can't tell you why I don't. You guys might not agree. You know, you might think the blowouts are worse or games you just don't compete in are worse. I will take a blowout every day over a comeback. I mean, the comebacks just break your heart. You're watching a team just surge after you've been on top the entire time. I mean, 4-2 is enough of a distance that Minnesota should be able to close that out. We go up 4-2 in the early stages of the third period. And then out of nowhere, we just give up goal after goal. And it wasn't to say it was all Gus's fault. I mean, we were giving up free shots one-on-one with Gus. I mean, nobody was really getting back on defense. And it really just came down to a lot of breakaways. That was really the issue I saw for Minnesota last night. But overall, I think the team's figuring it out. And I think that the biggest thing is continuing that point streak. Even if we win games, if we get to overtime, we still get a point. I still feel really good about where the team's headed. And I think without Kirill Kaprizov, the ceiling is obviously a little bit lower. But he will get back. I think in the next, you know, my ballpark idea is he's going to be back in 3 weeks. So he can get some time before the playoffs just to get his feet under him. I don't know. I think the team itself is going to really compete. And I'm excited to see what happens. But I will start here by going over into some Twitter talk here. And this tweet comes from at Alex Micheletti. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I apologize. This says, absolutely nuts that the defensive pairing of Jared Spurgeon and Jake Middleton haven't given up a 5-on-5 goal in the last 13 games. A giant reason for the 13-point streak for the Minnesota Wild. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, Jared Spurgeon and Jake Middleton are such a good pairing. I mean, in my brain, I was just about to compare it to Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. I'm going to take that comparison back, but they've been incredible. I mean, it's really, really good. And this guy went even one step further and did the math here. This one says, if my math is correct, it's now 204.5 minutes plus whatever they played in the third period of the Avalanche game back on February 15th. That's pretty crazy. That is really unbelievable to think about. I think what Minnesota does really well is, even though we don't have superstars all around the ice, you know, we're not going to be turning headlines outside of Kaprizov, really, and occasionally Matt Boldy, the team pairs really well with one another. I think the coaching staff and the GM, we've all figured out a way to say, all right, these two are unbelievable on the ice together. They both become superstar players. They're not incredible by themselves. You know, you can't just plop them into any situation, but, you know, they can be kind of the Batman and Robin situation rather than just trying to be Batman and not really working. So that's kind of what I think Minnesota's been really, you know, they've been firing on all cylinders in that sense. This tweet goes from at DealTheCards2. The Minnesota Wild have absolutely no chance at touching the cup in the next 10 years, period. And then air quotes, good teams can say they have a chance. Bruins, Avalanche, Hurricanes, Lightning. The Wild have absolutely no shot. I don't know. Maybe you're just pissed off that the team got beat, but I don't think you can sit here and say this team has no shot of winning a title in the next 10 years. You know, we're second in the Central Division. We're going to make the playoffs in an easy fashion. We've got 13 straight points. I don't know. I know that people sit there and say, well, these are the big dogs of the NHL. These guys can compete. Anything can happen. I know a 7-game series is a little bit tougher, but anything can happen, especially in hockey. When you have the right guys on the ice, I don't know. I don't think that the best team won't always win in hockey. There's going to be those nights where somebody just has a boneheaded player. The goalie just doesn't show up. And for whatever reason, something happens negatively. You know, if you're playing the Vegas Golden Knights, we can still beat them occasionally. I think that there's still a real chance that Minnesota has. It's a little bit childish to say we have no chance in the next 10 years. That's kind of my take on that. Next up from at Hawk Economics. The Minnesota Wild unders were 17-1-1 when Kaprizov was injured. And now they've hit 3 consecutive overs since losing their best offensive player. It's super interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't touch really the over or the under at this point for Minnesota because it feels like just the energy itself has really run things up in terms of scoring, but I am deathly afraid of that one game being the one where they score 7 goals for no reason. I mean, it just pops off out of nowhere. One last thing I did want to mention here, coming from Alex Micheletti still, this is one that he tweeted out. It was a video, so I'll just tell you a little bit about it. Best part of the Minnesota Wild game tonight was Marcus Fulgiano flying in here to protect Marc-Andre Fleury from one of the San Jose Sharks nonsense. You know, one of the players for the Sharks really was getting after Fleury and got a high-sticking call later on in the game. But Fleury is such a veteran, man. He's not going to mess around with you. It was just like, I'm not dealing with your garbage. And then Marcus Fulgiano flies in off the corner of the screen and completely body checks the kid for the Sharks. I mean, you want to talk about toughness and tenacity? That is a great sign moving forward. And we will talk a little bit more as things continue with the Minnesota Wild. We've got a little bit of time off here. Our next game isn't just, you know, immediately playing on Wednesday against the St. Louis Blues. That game is going to be a great one. It is on the road in St. Louis. We'll see how it goes, man. I think the Minnesota Wild would love another point But if we can get another win, that'd be awesome. My prediction for that, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more tomorrow because I cannot think of an immediate prediction. But thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. I will talk to you guys tomorrow bright and early. Have a wonderful day and go wild.